So today is June 3rd, 2008, and I'm here with Ted Nagata, and I'm Megan Osaka, and the camera person today is Dana Hoshide, and we're here in Salt Lake City. So Ted, thanks so much for doing this interview. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
I wanted to start out with asking, when were you born?
I was born in 1935, October 7th. So that would make me 7 years old, just 2 months before Pearl Harbor.
Okay. And where were you born?
I was born in Santa Monica, California, and my family moved to Berkeley, California, around 1938.
Okay, so you were pretty much raised in Berkeley. Okay.
Right.
What was the name given to you when you were born?
Well, it's a name I'm not fond of, but it was Theodore Genichi, which was my father's name, Nagata. And I much prefer just Ted.
I want to talk a little bit about your family background because your parents are actually Nisei, right? Born in the US. So where was your father born?
My father was from a big family of eight. I think there were six children. And he was the first born in Hilo, Hawaii. And from what I've been told, he was a boxer and he liked golf a lot.
Do you know what his family was doing in Hilo?
I'm sure they were farming just like everybody else. But it's strange that my father, being the oldest son, came to the mainland fairly soon, but the entire family stayed in Hawaii all the time, even today.
Oh, okay. So do you know what, like how old he was when he came over to the mainland?
I'd be guessing, but I would say maybe 28 or so.
And did he go then to Santa Monica at that point? Did he go to Southern California?
I am really not sure how he met my mother and what the circumstances were, but we did live in Santa Monica when I was born, and so was my sister.
And just a little bit about your mother. Where was she born?
She was born in Livingston, California, and actually attended UC Berkeley for a time.
Okay.
And she was mainly a housewife. I don't believe she worked.
And what type of work did your father do when you were growing up?
I know he worked in the sewing machine sales, and it might have even been his own business that he did, because I know he continued that work in Topaz, actually. And from photographs that I saw, he was a salesperson in import-export in San Francisco. They had a Oriental store there.